Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
The late Paul Harvey was a master storyteller. And since everybody loves a story, it was always exciting to hear the stories as he would spin them in such a way that you simply wouldn't let your mind wander to anything else. He would tell you one detail after another and sort of weave it together in such a pattern that you almost felt like you were a part of the scene as he spoke. And then he would bring the story to its climax, and there would be a commercial. Wouldn't you know it? Right when you were ready for how the rest of the story was going to go, there was a break. And you thought, am I not going to hear the rest of this? But oh no, oh no. With Paul Harvey, you always got the rest of the story. And you found yourself either surprised or shocked or comforted or pleased or humored, depending on the story. I have a physician friend who lives in this state. Years ago, he was raising a family of boys. The brightest of the boys was the oldest. Not only good academically, he was a very gifted violinist. He earned a scholarship at an outstanding place to develop his art at a school on the West Coast. While he was there, things began to change. It was in the 60s, and he picked up the message, question authority. So he supposed when he got back home, he would set the family straight and put his father in his place. No chance. What he didn't realize in the process is that he was dealing with a father who had more grit and determination than he had ever given him credit for. Calmly, firmly, and after much prayer, this father realized early on what was happening, and he stood his ground. By the way, there were already fistfights in the back room with his brothers. It was an ugly scene. Finally, as the boy was making all kinds of further demands and creating havoc, denying any wrongdoing, his father set him down for a talk. He used words like this: "Son, if you wish to live like this, that's your prerogative. You're old enough to choose the lifestyle you prefer, and yet you cannot do it under this roof. You're not welcome here, living like that. Your mother and I and your brothers along with us have concluded that we refuse to be intimidated any longer. If you wish to leave, that's fine, but you need to remember this. Everything you have, I bought, and therefore I own. I will let you keep the clothes on your back and the shoes on your feet. There's the door. Leave if you choose. We hope you won't. But if you choose, leave now." It's amazing what an education the young collegian got all of a sudden. His daddy said to me later, I remember he walked out the door and we're all in tears. He walked down the sidewalk and turned left and walked about two or three blocks down. It was getting dark, and he stopped. I'm sure he thought, like, what an idiot I am. He turned around, he came back, walked up. His dad opened the door. And you know the rest of the story.
Rebellion begins in childhood and continues into adulthood. That's why it's so important to teach children at a young age to obey. And they learn best from their parents' example.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, When the Fun Stops for Parents, was copyrighted in 2012 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.